people come for more than just books. Written by Oleksiy Erinchak for the Ukrainians Media on August 28, 2025. I never dreamed of owning my own bookstore. I wasn't interested in opening yet another shop, yet another cafe, or another so-called space with an ambience. What I wanted was to create a place the local community could truly call its own, and where the Ukrainian language could claim total dominance. I grew up in Mykolaiv and heard Ukrainian only from relatives who lived in the countryside, in Ukrainian literature classes, or on television. In high school, I transferred to a place where classes were taught in Ukrainian, but during breaks, we all still spoke Russian. At my university, most professors spoke Russian as well. Every attempt I made to switch to Ukrainian in everyday life was met with either ridicule or confusion. After moving to Kyiv in 2014, right after the Revolution of Dignity, I hoped to find myself in a Ukrainian-speaking city. But that didn't happen. I ended up practicing my Ukrainian mostly with customer service staff, in shops and cafes. About a year after our first son, Orest, was born, my wife and I made a decision. With him, we would only speak Ukrainian, knowing that he would, unfortunately, pick up Russian on his own anyway. The war was already underway, and we saw no benefit in knowing the Russian language. A year later, Oles was born into a fully Ukrainian-speaking family. That's how my first language bubble came to be. Next came the idea for Sense, a book space where the Ukrainian language, Ukrainian books, independent thinking, and lively dialogue form the heart of the community. I didn't want a quote-unquote patriotic backdrop. Instead, I envisioned an environment where Ukrainian is spoken not out of obligation, but because it feels natural, where literature isn't a prop, but a gateway to public conversation. We opened in December 2021, just 2 months before the full-scale invasion. When it began, none of our proactive neighbors had any doubt about where to congregate. Sense wasn't just a wartime business. It became a place that offered a sense of belonging, first for volunteers, then for readers, and later for people who needed an environment that could support and empower them. And then something happened. In a space where the rejection of all things Russian was built in from its inception, a community naturally formed, one that began to shape the new cultural expectations. People didn't just come for books. They came for validation. That speaking Ukrainian is neither shameful, nor risky, nor inferior. It is modern, compelling, and diverse. It is simply who we are. Over time, I came to realize that a strong Ukrainian book market won't emerge on its own. If we don't build the physical, economic, and emotional infrastructure to support it, it will be pushed aside by habit, convenience, and imports. For too long, we've lived with the assumption that Ukrainian means less. Less quality, less variety, less trust. Changing that perception requires not slogans, but experience. Then the book business stops being just about commerce. It becomes about setting a standard, about recognizing that translations of world-renowned philosophy books can be published in Ukrainian not just so that we have it, but because it's the language in which people think, or that contemporary Ukrainian poetry can sell just as well as trendy foreign prose, that readers themselves can set the bar of dignity, for what they read, buy, and discuss. It turned out that the demand for this kind of norm ran far deeper and far wider than I had imagined. And it's certainly not limited to Kyiv. Sense has become a place of strength and a center of gravity for many. For those who had never bought books in Ukrainian before, for those seeking an understanding of Ukrainian identity through texts, and for those who simply wanted to be surrounded by a Ukrainian environment that doesn't seek justification, isn't ashamed, and doesn't feel the need to explain itself. The dream of a safe linguistic space eventually grew into a form of cultural infrastructure, and the more we invested in it, the clearer it became. We're not exceptional. There could be dozens of places like this, hundreds. What they need to emerge are the right conditions, visibility, and trust. I still don't know exactly how to define what we have created. It's not just a bookstore, not just a cafe, not just a cultural center. But I know one thing for certain. A place where Ukrainian language is spoken without needing to be defended contributes to changing this country. And there should be many more places like it.